reading is from John chapter 66, verses 44 to 51. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them, and I will raise them up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, they will all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard the Father and learned from him comes to me. No one has seen the Father except the one who is from God. Only he has seen the Father. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which anyone may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world.
Well, good morning, everyone. Before I start, let me pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can come to church this morning to sing your praises, to hear your word read. And as I prepare to speak from your scriptures, we ask that you prepare our hearts and minds. Help us to hear you speaking to us, and help us to put into practice in our lives what we learned this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, we're in the second of a series of talks on joining God's family. And last week we heard that we're chosen to join God's family. We don't choose to join. We might think we do, but God chooses us. Now, I want to choose someone somewhere. Yeah. No? Yes, somewhere. I've got some money in my pocket, and I'm going to choose someone. I'm sorry if you're watching online. I can't choose one of you because I'm not quite sure who's watching. But I'm going to choose someone, and I'm going to give them this money. Okay. Would the person I've chosen please come forward and receive the money? No? Ah. You see, it's a bit like that when God chooses us. He doesn't just choose us, he calls us as well. He calls us to come and join his family so that we know that we've been chosen. Now, lots of people call lots of the time, don't they? People call on the telephone all the time, and my telephone tells me who's calling. And sometimes I can see the picture of the person who's calling. And sometimes I have to admit, when I'm busy or I want to do something else, I put the phone down and I ignore the call. Oh, do any of you have a favourite thing that you like to eat? Sometimes when you're feeling a little bit sad, you have a particular comfort food that you go to and it makes you feel better. Does anyone have particular favourite food? I know for a lot of people it's chocolate. Does anyone else have something? Oh yeah, what do you have?
Roast potatoes.
You need to make sure your mum's prepared when you're feeling need of comfort food, don't you? What about you?
Pasta.
Pasta. Oh, my children like pasta too. One of my favourite things to eat is Jaffa cakes. And do you know, when I know that there's a Jaffa cake around, now you have to be really quiet now, please. Sometimes, when I know there's a Jaffa cake around, if I listen carefully, yep, I can hear that Jaffa cake. It's saying, Andy, I'm just over here. Come and eat me. And yeah, I can choose to go and eat it or not. Well, actually, no, I can't. I have to eat it, yeah. Mmm. I can make a choice. But when God calls us, we don't have a choice because God calls with power. Now, I don't know if you can see this. This is a magnet. And in my hand, I've got a paperclip. And when God calls us, it's a bit like this. You know, you probably can't see, but the paperclip has been attached to the magnet. I can't shake it off. That's like the power of God calling us. God calls us and we have to respond. But how does God call us? Well, I think for different people, it happens in different ways. You might remember the story of Paul in the Bible. He saw a great light and then he didn't see it because he was blinded. And he heard God speaking to him. God called Paul in a very special way. I don't think he calls many people like that. Let me tell you how he called me. I was a teenager and I was looking at things around me and I saw a dragonfly. Do you like the dragonflies? Some of them are bright blue, some of them are green, and they fly around really fast, and then suddenly they change direction. And then they stop and they hover. And when they land, you see their wings. You can see through their wings. Dragonflies are amazing things, aren't they? And poppies. I love poppies. You see fields full of them. There are roundabouts with poppies all around. And then when you look somewhere else, there's another flower that's just as beautiful, but different. And have you ever thought about the wind? You can't see the wind, can you? But you can see what it does when it blows through trees. The trees sway. And you can't hear the wind, but you can hear the wind rustling through the leaves. And it makes a wonderful noise. And I was thinking, how does a dragonfly fly? Why is the poppy different from the snapdragon? Why does the wind blow sometimes and not other times? And I didn't know the answer to those questions. But I was invited to go to a youth club to play table tennis, and that was good. But there was a price. The price was I had to listen to someone talk about the Bible. But when I started listening, I heard that the Bible was God's story, how God created everything, the dragonfly and the poppies and the wind. And God sent his Son down to earth to show people how to enter the kingdom of heaven. And he died on the cross to pay the price for all the bad things I've done. And then I was told that the Holy Spirit was sent by God to open our eyes, to show us how to enter the kingdom of God when God calls us. And that's how God called me. I started wondering about things, and someone explained the gospel to me, and I heard God calling me as a teenager. This illustration of a magnet, it's not always very good because I can pull the paperclip away from the magnet. But it's not like that when God calls us. We might think we can wander away from God, and I did. I went to university and I made excuses. I wanted to do other things. I couldn't find a church I liked. I wanted to spend time with my friends. I didn't want to get up on a Sunday morning. Oh, I had to go to work. I was too tired. And for many, many years, I turned my back on God and walked away. But God didn't turn his back on me. He kept calling. And more than a dozen years later, when we had a baby, I suddenly remembered all those things I'd thought about the dragonfly and the poppy. And I heard God calling again, saying, "Look at this new life I've created for you and Jenny." And God called me back. And in his grace, he didn't just call me back, he chose and called Jenny too. And scripture tells us something very special. It tells us many things very special. This is something I want to read to you. When God calls, he never lets us go. He says this, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord." So when God calls us, he never lets us go. Do you remember that money I said that I had in my pocket? I really do have some. Here it is. I probably can't see it too well. It's a very old, very grubby note that I brought back from Nigeria. I worked there almost 30 years ago. I'm not actually sure it's legal tender anymore. And this is a 1 naira note. And it would take 6 of these to make 1 penny. So the gift that I offered to the person that I chose was worthless, wasn't it? But when God calls us, he doesn't offer us something worthless. He offers us something very special. We heard a bit of that in the reading that we had earlier. Let me just find the right verse. He says, this is when God calls us. He says, I tell you the truth. This is Jesus speaking. I tell you the truth. He who believes has everlasting life. So when God calls us, he doesn't offer us something worthless. He calls us to eternal life with him in heaven. And there's another verse in 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2 and verse 14. It says, he called you, God called you to this through our gospel, that you might share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. God calls us to share in the glory of the Creator of the universe. Not a worthless gift, but eternal life. Glory with him. Just going back to the magnet for a minute. If I stick the paperclip to the magnet, you know something about this paperclip, don't you? Does anyone know what we know about this paperclip because it sticks to the magnet? What do we know?
It's magnetic.
Absolutely. We all know this paperclip is magnetic because it sticks to the magnet. And when God calls us, he wants us to be known as something. He doesn't want us to be known as magnetic. He wants us to be known for something slightly different. And we can read about that in 1 Peter chapter 2, where he says this. But you are a chosen people. Listen to these things that he says next. He says, you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into his wonderful light. So God calls us to be certain things. He calls us to be a royal priesthood. Now, we've got a royal family, and there aren't very many people in it, are there? But when we're called by God, we become part of his royal priesthood to serve God. We become a chosen nation. We're chosen by God. We become God's special possession. It's nice to feel special, isn't it? But we're special to God. God, who made all things, thinks everyone that he chose, everyone that he calls, is his special possession. We belong to God. Isn't that an amazing thing? And then Peter writes something else a couple of verses further on. He says, why does he do all of these things? And he does this. He says, live such good lives amongst pagans, that's people who don't yet believe, that though they may accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us. So when we're called to belong to God, we're called for a purpose, to live good lives, to show other people a little bit of what Jesus showed when he was down on earth, to show people what the kingdom of heaven is like through Jesus. That's what we're called for. And we do that by being a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God. So God offers a wonderful gift, not something worthless, not something that he doesn't give, but a really precious gift. And he calls us with power. And if we try and wander away, he doesn't let us because we're his special possession. Nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you that you are a generous God, a loving God who chooses his people, who calls them to him and doesn't let them go. Thank you, Lord God, for being our God. Amen.
Amen.